The news was sketchy at first. All we knew was that Amanda Hamm and Maurice Legrone Jr. had been arrested and charged with murder. Hamm and Legrone, you'll recall, were at Clinton Lake in DeWitt County, Illinois, when Hamm's three children drowned in the family car. While a word like murder carries precise meaning in law, laypersons sometimes use it more broadly to include any killing. In the Hamm case, it took until the day the two appeared in court for the specific legal charge, first-degree murder, 9 separate counts, according to news reports. That tells us a lot more about the case prosecutors believe they have against the mother and her boyfriend. Murder is defined by the legislature very specifically, and only certain murders fit first degree. The standard definition in Illinois is what you would expect. You're guilty of first degree murder if you kill someone without lawful justification, and you'd intended to kill or do great bodily harm. The intent element is key. Without it, the act could be a different sort of murder, perhaps second degree. In Illinois, second-degree murder is defined as murder with mitigating factors, like a sudden intense passion or an unreasonable belief that the actor must defend himself to the death. Other states may have additional degrees of murder, define those degrees differently, or incorporate crimes like manslaughter and reckless homicide under the murder umbrella. This all means that you don't know what murder is in a legal sense until you read that particular jurisdiction's version of the law. It also means that it's not particularly helpful when a layperson reports that someone has been charged with murder and ends the story there. Once you get beyond the definition of the crime, other parts of the legislation, like the level of appropriate punishment, also vary from state to state. The Illinois first-degree murder statute lists 21 aggravating factors, legislative red flags which help prosecutors decide whether the crimes are death penalty appropriate. If a prosecutor proves just one aggravating factor, the person convicted can be sentenced to death. And recall that the judge warned Amanda Hamm she could face that ultimate penalty. The warning could have come because age is one of the aggravating factors. If the victim is under 12 and the death resulted from exceptionally brutal or heinous behavior indicative of wanton cruelty, the Illinois legislature has decided that death is appropriate. But age on the opposite end is an aggravating factor, too. If the victim is over 60 and the killing itself is heinous, the death penalty is possible. Convicted murderers also face the death penalty if the victim is a law enforcement officer, a prison employee, if the killing was a contract murder, if it was done to stop someone from testifying. And, of course, if the crime involved a cold, calculated killing, one committed with a preconceived plan in mind. That's a death penalty aggravating factor as well, and potentially another reason for the warning. While we don't know exactly what evidence prosecutors have in the Hamm case, a look at the precise legal definition for the crime provides evidence of what they believe they have. But such a legal inquiry requires more than the deceptively simple word, murder. I'm Amy.